Now, in this book, we learn that without Christ, we cannot be satisfied. Even if we possess the whole world and have what men consider today the thing that is for their heart's content, the thing that should satisfy. But today the world cannot satisfy the heart because the heart's too large for the object. And when we get to the next book that Solomon wrote in the Song of Solomon, we learn that if we turn from the world and set our affections on Christ, we cannot fathom the infinite preciousness of His love. Here, the object is too large for the heart. Now, there have been many things said about the book, and we'll be referring to that as we go through. I'd like to say again that vanity, that word is the key, and also under the sun is a key. And very frankly, there is another expression, I said in my heart. In other words, these are the cogitations of man's heart. These are conclusions that men have reached through their own intelligence, their own experiments, and the conclusions are not inspired, but the word that tells you about them is inspired. And therefore, you have in this book, I said in my heart, under the sun, vanity. Now, these are three words that occur again and again. For instance, vanity occurs 37 times, under the sun occurs 29 times, and I do not really know how many times that I said in my heart occurs. I haven't made a study that far along. Now, I'd like to give you an outline here because, again, here's a book that a great many folk think it's without rhyme and reason and it's just a bunch of verses stuck together. That's actually not true. What you have here is a problem that is stated, and that's in the first three verses of the first chapter. And then the experiment is going to be made, and the problem is stated that all is vanity in this world. All right, he experiments. And from verse 4 of the first chapter through verse 12 of the 12th chapter, you find this experiment made, seeking satisfaction in many different avenues, many different fields. There'll be science, or the laws of nature, wisdom and philosophy, pleasure, materialism, living for the now, fatalism, egoism or egotism, religion, wealth, morality. These are the things that Solomon tried. And he'll give us then the result of the experiment in the last two verses of the book.